The Senate has rejected a proposal to improve fuel efficiency standards by 50%, instead choosing a weaker course of action under heavy pressure from the auto industry. The Senate has given the Transportation Department 2 years to decide on new corporate average fuel efficiency, or CAFE, standards. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Nobody in the Senate questioned the need for better mileage in an American auto fleet ever more populated by gas-guzzling SUVs, pickups, and minivans. But Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott argued that a measure pushing up the average fleet mileage from 24 to 36 miles per gallon in the next 13 years needs more study.
Instead of just picking a number out of the sky, whether it's 32 or 35 or 37 or moving the years up or down, now, it really seems to me it would be wiser to have decisions about the mile per gallon requirements done in a responsible way.
And senators from auto manufacturing states, such as Missouri Republican Kit Bond, argued that raising CAFE standards would lower the weight and safety of passenger vehicles.
2,000 people a year, according to the National Academy of Science, have been killed by lighter cars. Now, I don't want to tell a mom in my home state she should not get an SUV because Congress decided that would be a bad choice.
Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski, who has auto plants in her state, said that like the proponents of tougher CAFE standards, she too believed in energy conservation.
But I also believe in job conservation, American job conservation. I really do believe we can provide and improve the fuel efficiency of our cars without sticking a knife through the hearts of our nation's auto workers.
Others issued dire warnings that thousands of U.S. auto workers would lose their jobs if CAFE standards are raised. But Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry, who was the chief advocate of tougher mileage requirements, said American auto jobs are more endangered by keeping the status quo.
We are trying to save jobs in America by making an industry that is so reluctant to embrace change live up to a standard that will make their automobiles competitive. And in fact, the National Academy of Sciences says the cost of doing this is saved to the consumer in the gasoline savings over the lifetime of a car.
Susan Collins of Maine, one of the six Republicans who voted for Kerry's measure, said those gasoline savings were also in the country's national security interest.
CAFE is the American way of sending OPEC a message that we will not stand for their anti-competitive, manipulative price increases. Our proposal will save more than 1 million barrels of oil a day.
But Minority Leader Lott pointed out that CAFE standards have been in effect since the mid-70s.
And yet, as the efficiency has gotten better, the use of foreign oil has not gone down. It's been steadily going up.
Democrats have emphasized conservation in the larger energy bill being debated, so their failure to pass tougher CAFE standards and the fact that 19 Democrats voted against such action was a major setback. Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin was one of the 38 senators who favored those tougher standards.
We threw in the towel on fuel efficiency. We said that this Congress is incapable of requiring the automobile manufacturers to make a more fuel-efficient car so that America could have energy security and energy independence. We gave up on it.
The Senate also passed another measure exempting pickups from any new CAFE standards. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.